Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, I've been thinking, you know, of doing a podcast, kind of a side project. You know, once or twice a week, just some content that, you know, I could have a little fun with. Little college football talk, little Mets talk, little Bills talk, little Sabres talk, little current events talk that we do here on the air. And I was like, you know, Joe, how many people are really going to listen to that? You know, they get you once a day, Monday through Friday on BMAZ and Beamer. They get you filling in every now and then. They get you on Hardline. Who's going to listen to your podcast? You know, you got to kind of temper the ego a little bit, right? And then I see that Nate McMurray has a podcast. So I'm thinking, well, if Nate McMurray can have a podcast, maybe I definitely should get a podcast. Just a thought that was going through my mind during the commercial break when I saw the Nate McMurray show pop up on my Twitter feed. And if you don't think I'm going to check that out and bring you a review back, you guys don't know me well enough. Hope everyone's having a great start to their Friday here in Western New York. We're getting ready, obviously, for the big game on Sunday, something we will talk about in the 5 o'clock hour, because I want to know how you get ready for a party, and what is your signature party dish? People know you're coming to the party. What do they expect you to bring? It's something you specialize in. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour, though, with the tragic passing of Meat Loaf and Adele postponing her show in Vegas, I thought that would be a good opportunity to ask you and get some good perspective on music this hour. I want to know from you, the WBEN audience, what is the best concert you have been to? And what's the furthest you've traveled for a concert? I'm also going to throw this in because as positive as I am, I do like to look at the negative of things. What's the most disappointed you've been in a concert? Something you looked forward to, you were real excited to go to, and then the artist underperformed. Or maybe it seemed like they were giving you a half, you know what, effort. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know the best concert, the worst concert, and the furthest you've traveled to see one of your favorite musicians. And I'm also going to throw out here music festivals. Are you a fan of them? You know, they seem to be getting more and more so with these music festivals. If you've ever been to one of these, let me know what that is like at 803-0930. And, you know, Have you seen a band, say you saw a band in the 80s, okay, and you saw them again 20, 30 years later. Were you disappointed or were you very pleasantly surprised with how good they still were? Or were you disappointed with how they had been? You know, I'm going to throw this one out there because I think it gets, I think too many people looked at it as disappointing. But the year before the pandemic, October of 2019, Katie and I went out with her mother and her aunt as they pre-gamed the Phil Collins concert. And we went out and had a few adult beverages. And then I found out online that they had a few tickets they were going to release. So I sprinted to the arena box office and got two tickets to Phil Collins. And I'm really happy I did because I think it might have been one of the best concerts I have been to. Now, I've been to a lot of concerts. Phil Collins put on a great show. And I know a lot of people say, oh, he was sitting down the whole time, this and that. But he still showed a lot. He was obviously singing live. He put a lot of, you know, you could tell. I mean, he was putting everything into that performance. So I know a lot of people say, but he was sitting down, it's not the same. I completely disagree with that. I think he was putting everything he had into that show. And it's definitely a top 10 show. And again, I've gone to a lot of concerts. That was definitely a top 10 show, seeing Phil Collins. The guy might not be able to stand for a whole show, but he still has it. And he still puts everything he has into those performances. 803-0930, star 930. The best concert you went to, the worst concert you went to, and what's the furthest you've traveled for a concert? Let's start in Buffalo with Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
How are you?
I'm doing well, Patrick. What is the best concert you've ever been to?
Okay, like I said to the guy that answers the phone, don't laugh. The best concert I've ever been to was Chicago, years ago at the old auditorium. And the reason it was the best concert I ever went to was, of course, we partied up before we went. They got into a jazz fusion session that was so good. It was like Chick Corea good. It was that good. I actually tapped my buddy next to me and I said, hey, dude, who is this? I thought maybe they'd gone off stage and I missed it. He goes, this is Chicago. It was absolutely outstanding. It's all the stuff that they actually like to play, but they didn't because they wouldn't, you know, make as much money as they needed to at the time. But that was the best concert due to a complete surprise at how good they were. That was stuff you never heard them play. It was outstanding.
Hey, I like Chicago, and I think they have a very a lot of different music styles throughout some of their mainstream stuff. Patrick, what was the worst concert you ever went to?
Worst concert was the very first concert I went to in 1974 at the Odd. It was David Bowie. He played for 45 minutes and left.
Wow.
We had the lighters. We had the lighters lit. We were stomping on the ground. We were doing everything to get him to come back out. He absolutely refused to come back out and do an encore, and that was the end of the show. 45 minutes is all it was.
Well, that's very surprising because I've heard a lot of good things about David Bowie, but that's unfortunate and surprising make the list.
Yep, and the farthest I've ever traveled was from South Buffalo to the Odd.
Oh. Well, Patrick, and you've seen a lot of good shows there. I appreciate the call. Patrick in Buffalo opening a line for you at 803-0930. I mean, David Bowie has some good stuff, but you know, I'm sure everyone has an off night. Chicago, that doesn't surprise me at all that they put on a good show. A few years ago, they were at Art Park. I wanted to see them. Unfortunately, they had their concert was when I was out of town. But I want to know from you, 803-0930, the furthest you traveled, the best show you've seen, the worst concert you have seen. And again, this can be someone, it could be the same person. You could have seen someone once, oh my gosh, it was amazing. You went and saw them again, and they completely stunk up the place, or vice versa. You know, they were awful the first time, you gave them a second chance, and they were great. You know, I've heard of people saying, I was so surprised with this artist, went to see him again, and it completely changed my mind. What is the best show you went to, the worst show you went to, and what is the furthest you have traveled for a concert. Let's go to Lori in Port Colborne. And Lori, the two artists that you're going to mention are two of my favorite. I'm upset to see that one is the worst. But what's the best concert you've been to?
The best one was Gloria Estefan.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Gloria Estefan has a great catalog. What year did you see Gloria Estefan in?
It was in the 80s. It was just shortly after her back injury, and she was up on a cage above the audience dancing like nobody's business. It was amazing. It was amazing. And then 3 weeks later, we went to see Whitney Houston, and she told us she wasn't giving us a good concert right the minute she got on stage. 40 minutes later, we were gone.
Wow. Now, where was the Whitney Houston concert?
Right there in Buffalo. You have to travel very far.
Okay, because back in the day, one of the first concerts I went to was Whitney Houston at CMAC. And I don't remember much of it, but my parents, you know, they tell me that it was at the end of the tour, and, you know, she didn't really have her full voice. But I've seen some videos of Whitney Houston concerts from the 80s and 90s, and they're spectacular. So that's really disappointing. It had to be a huge letdown for her not to be 100%.
And it was for everybody, as we walked out with a bunch of people, and the same complaint. It's like, oh, it was awful. It was just, you know, we waited and waited and waited for those tickets, and it was a real big disappointment, really big disappointment.
That is. Lori, what's the furthest you've traveled for a concert?
Just to Buffalo. That's as far as I got.
Well, like I told Patrick, that's where you get some really good shows. I appreciate the call. Lori in Port Colborne opens a line for you at 803-0930. Chris in Lancaster. I don't think we'll disagree with Chris. The worst on the list. Chris, what's the best concert you went to?
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. I'm in my 20s, so this is probably weird. But Genesis. I went and saw Genesis with my dad in November when they came here to Buffalo, and I was a little bit hesitant because I know that Phil has had his health issues over the last number of years. But my God, what a phenomenal concert. It was amazing. And I was sitting right in the back, too.
He still crushes it. Like I said, I saw him in 2019. And yeah, he has his issues. He's sitting down, but he is still putting everything in there. It's good to hear when the band is together, it's still that good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I missed him in 2019. I was a kid. I didn't have the money at the time. And I said I got the verified tickets. I had to get them. I didn't even care what they cost. I just bought them.
I'm glad it paid off. Now, what's the worst concert you went to?
I was given free tickets to a One Republic concert at Darien Lake about maybe 5 years ago now. It was all right for a free concert, but I would have sold the tickets and gone out to dinner instead.
Now, Chris, let me ask, do you like One Republic's music, or was that part of the reason going in?
I like a couple of their songs. It just happened to be when you got the Darien Lake season pass years ago, they used to give you go to a couple select concerts a year. That happened to be one of them, and it lined up with my schedule. I listened to a couple of their songs, but I'm not crazy about it. To be honest, I listen to everything from the 70s on. I went to Def Leppard and Journey when they were here. I went to Styx when they were at the fair this past August. I got tickets for the Eagles. They're coming up in April.
Chris, let me tell you, you reminded me of another good show. That Def Leppard Journey show. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Journey without Steve Perry. They still sound good, but it's just not the same. But Def Leppard, the second part of that concert, was awesome. I can't wait to see them at the stadium in August.
Yeah, I haven't got my tickets for that yet. That's kind of like my day of. I'll get there and see what I can find online secondhand, because you can only buy so many tickets. You can only go to so many things a year, you know?
Oh, I hear you, but that one has been put off for two straight years, so I'm hoping that we get to see it in August. Chris, I appreciate the call. Oh, Chris, what's the furthest you've traveled for a concert?
Pretty much from Orchard Park to Buffalo. That's about it.
Hey, as I say that, we got some great shows here in Western New York. I appreciate the call. Chris in Lancaster opens the line for you at 803-0930. I will say this. You know, working in retail for 5 years, a lot of One Republic came on the Bed Bath & Beyond station. But One Republic had some really good songs early on, like when I was in college. Lately, it seems like anything forward, they all sound the same. One Republic has that same One Republic sound, just like Imagine Dragons has that Imagine Dragons sound. They all sound the same. And it's nothing against One Republic, but their music got very repetitive sounding. It's like Chris Stapleton. I love Chris Stapleton, but his songs are starting to sound the same. The Zac Brown Band, the same thing. the songs are all starting to sound the same. And I think One Republic had that issue as well as The Fray. After The Fray's first album, their stuff all started to sound pretty much the same. And I would put their concert at Darien Lake in 2009 on my list of worst concerts. 803-0930-star-930. Hey, having a little fun here on a Friday. We'll be talking with you after the news on WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I saw Gloria Estefan 2 months before I was born. I wish I had seen Gloria Estefan. My parents went to a Gloria Estefan concert when my mom was pregnant with me. But never got to see Gloria Estefan. That is a concert I definitely like to go to. Maybe she'll do a farewell tour or a reunion tour with the Miami Sound Machine. And she'll make the visit here to Buffalo. That's one concert I would love to go to. She's got a great catalog. Great catalog. 803-0930-star-930. Asking you the best concert you saw, the worst concert you saw, and the furthest you have traveled to see a concert. 803-0930-star-930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is also open at 803-0930. Getting some good responses there. This person texted in, Joe, the best concert was Santana. The worst concert, Grateful Dead. Well, if you've listened to this station for the last 4 years, I think you know, no offense to my friend Michael Caputo at all. I am not a Grateful Dead fan. Unless I'm trying to go to sleep, I am not listening to the Grateful Dead. That is music that, if I'm listening in the car, might put me to sleep. It could be a hazard to my driving. Let's go to Scott in Lockport. Scott, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. What's the best concert you saw?
My best concert was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young back at Rich Stadium back in late 70s.
Oh, wow. Concert show. I bet that was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. It was like 70,000 people, 80 degrees. Everybody just sat down and, you know, it was a beautiful day. And my worst was Eric Clapton at Rich Stadium.
Now, what year was Eric Clapton?
It was back in the 70s also, but he come out and he was drunk and falling down on stage. He got booed off the stage.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah. It was the beginning of his downfall, and then he came back stronger than ever.
Well, that is disappointing. Scott, have you ever traveled far for a concert?
The farthest I went was Rochester to see ZZ Top at the Dome Arena.
Was that a good show?
Yeah, that was good. Oh, yeah. ZZ Top back in the day. Oh, yeah.
All right, Scott. Hey, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Scott in Lockport, his best and worst show, both at Rich Stadium. You know, and that's something that I'm happy to see more of, and maybe with a new stadium we'll see even more of. I'm glad to see stadium shows regularly scheduled now, right? We had Billy Joel. We have the big Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison show this summer that I've been talking about for 2 years. I cannot wait till that concert in August. At Highmark Stadium, but I'm you know, in the summer, it's awesome to go to an outdoor venue like the stadium and take in, and you know, in that kind of setting, it's good to see multiple acts, right? You know, if you're going to the stadium for, you know, one person like Billy Joel, okay, it's Billy Joel, but I think with Def Leppard, Poison, Motley Crue, Joan Jett, you know, you're putting all these groups together for kind of a day of music, which is going to be a lot of fun. Jim is in Amherst. Jim, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
First of all, I'm 74, so I've been around a little while. And I want to say another question I'm going to just add in here. The concert bands I wish I would have been able to, I missed the Beatles and Led Zeppelin were the two. I was going to go when they came here, but somebody died, so it never happened. Those are the two shows that I regret never seeing. But my favorite one, I have to probably say, was I never made Woodstock because they called me back at Bethlehem Steel, but I did go to Watkins Glen for the band, the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead, and I would say that the Grateful Dead was my favorite, but it's so close because I've seen Rolling Stones, I like them a lot, Pink Floyd and Hamilton I've seen. The furthest I traveled to see one band was Max Creek in Connecticut, but I've been the farthest I've been for a festival was Okeechobee in Florida. I even went to the Peach Fest in last July, and I've even been to the ballroom recently, and I've had all four I snuck in the Johnson & Johnson, so I've had all vaccines. I had the two Pfizer, Johnson guy, and I've been wearing an N95 mask for 6 months, and I get right in there, and I'm not worried. And I have four stents in me. I'm 100 pounds overweight, but I take precautions because of that, and I just enjoy life as much as I can as long as I'm going. I'm not going to sit around in a rocker.
Jim, you're living it up. I love it. Still seeing the shows. Now, what was the worst show you saw?
Eric Clapton, like the other guy mentioned, but here's the and that was in the 70s. I don't remember the year, but within 6 months, maybe somebody else, I think it was Niagara Falls Convention Center, he came back and he put on a great show. He was all straight and everything. It was within a year, probably 6 months. I don't know exactly.
So he had a nice rebound show within a year.
Oh, it was amazing. And it was a smaller crowd and it was a smaller venue. It was great.
Well, Jim, keep living it up, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you, and keep on seeing those shows as long as you can, man.
Absolutely.
I love it. Jim in Amherst, great call. Opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Now, someone on the Volkswagen at Orchard Park text board said, and here's the thing. Of course, my bias in music is going to start showing the longer we do this show, and I apologize. And you guys can point out that my taste in music is awful. Believe me, my wife reminds me daily that my taste in music is awful. She tells me every time I pick music. But someone said that their best concert they went to was Coldplay in Scotland. I mean, it's pretty cool to be in Scotland. I'm not the biggest Coldplay fan, so I'm just going to leave it at that. They said the worst show they saw was Hanson. But I think there needs to be context. When did you see Hanson? Was it in the 90s? Was it recently? And did you go expecting to just see The World Needs Love and Umbop? Because if I went to see Hanson and they sang more than the two songs I know, I think I'd be a little upset too. But that is pretty cool seeing Coldplay in Scotland. I'm just personally, again, if I want to go to sleep, I'll put on The Grateful Dead or I'll put on Coldplay. And I had a friend in high school, a very dear friend of mine who lives in New York City now, in high school, who loved Coldplay. And I never got it because, you know, their music sounds a little bit the same. They had that one song with the Chainsmokers that was great. Something Just Like This, do-do-do, do-do-do. That was a great song. But I'm not the biggest Coldplay fan. But if you enjoy their music, that's on your best list, and it's in Scotland. That's pretty freaking cool, I'm not going to lie. 803-0930, star 930, Chris on Grand Island. Chris, what's the best show you went to?
Well, that's the hard one. I used to work for Festival East back in the early 80s, so I saw a lot of the bands. There's two. If you're talking a show, it was The Clash and The Who on their first farewell tour out at the stadium for an outdoor event like that. That was just a great show. The Clash was awesome on their last tour, but The Who just rocked the stadium.
I can imagine that would be a great show. I love both The Who and The Clash. So what was the worst show you saw?
Well, let me jump back in the other one. For a single band that I saw Tears for Fears, Song from the Big Chair, out on a mountainside in Park City. So on a single band, that one by far was the best. Worst show happened right here in Buffalo, was Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son. He played The Waiting Room. It wasn't that his music was bad. He never interacted with the crowd. He didn't do any encores. It was like he didn't even want to be there.
Really? So he just ignored the crowd, sang the songs, and left?
He didn't even look at us as he walked off the stage. He just waved goodbye and walked off after his set.
Wow. Way to show his appreciation.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been back since or even bought any of his music since. I saw him on his first tour in Salt Lake City, and he was amazing. But maybe his success hadn't gone to his head.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that happens to too many acts. What's the furthest you've traveled, Chris?
Well, I saw REM on the Green Tour in Tokyo, but I was stationed there in the military at the time. So I don't know if that really counts. But next week, I'm headed to Key West for the Mile Zero Fest and looking for 5 days of music down at Key West next week.
What's the biggest act at that fest?
Ooh, that's going to be tough. It's all Americana music. So if people listen to Yellowstone, it's all the bands that are in the background for Yellowstone that play. So Ryan Bingham's going to be there. He plays Walker on Yellowstone. He's going to be there. American Aquarium. There's just every night it's just five bands.
That's awesome. Hey, Chris, have fun. Enjoy the heat. Enjoy the freedom up in Florida. And thanks for the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. I also want to throw in, I believe it was Jim in Amherst who suggested this. I also want to throw in, who's someone that you wish you would have seen and never got the opportunity to? For me, that would be Prince. That is someone I always wanted to see in concert. It's sad that I didn't have the opportunity to. I'd like to see Jimmy Buffett in concert. Before he stops touring. And that is on the list. So I'm hoping to be able to see Jimmy Buffett. I did see Margaritaville, Escape to Margaritaville. Unfortunately, I was not at the show where Jimmy Buffett made his appearance. So that is on my list of someone I hope I can see before he stops touring. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Wendy in Florida. Now, Wendy, I think I'll agree with one of your best and disagree, but what is the best concert you've been to?
Well, it's a toss-up. It's probably a toss-up between you two, who I'm sure you love, and Sarah McLachlan, who reviews could be dicey for her.
See, you're going to be surprised. I'm flipped. I saw Sarah McLachlan at Art Park and thought it was absolutely awesome. I'm not the biggest U2 fan.
Well, I've seen Sarah McLachlan probably five or six times, and my favorite Sarah McLachlan experience was when we were in Hamilton in a small arena, sort of like shaped like Art Park, but indoors. And at the end of the show, we were sitting in the first row, basically. The drummer, we were all running up to the stage to see if she would come out. And the drummer handed me the drumsticks and said, "You're the best fan ever." And that was probably the most exciting day of my...
That's going to move the concert up on your list.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, when did you see U2?
We saw U2 in the Heart-Shaped Tour at the Odd. We saw them at the stadium. And for the furthest that we've gone to any concert, we saw them in Dublin at the little arena downtown.
Okay. I mean, that's really cool.
It was really cool. We were on the floor. It was awesome.
Oh, that sounds great. What is the worst show you've been to?
Well, I hate to say this, but I don't hate to say this. Probably the American Idol tour live the year that Clay Aiken either won or came in second.
Okay, so this is the Ruben Studdard Clay Aiken tour.
Yeah.
Who disappointed you the most on that tour?
I was so miserable. All I could do was get another drink. It was just torture. The whole thing was torture.
The whole lineup just did not do it for you.
Yeah, because it was fun when it was on TV, but then you get these people live on and in action on stage, and you're just like, wow, now I know why they're amateurs. We've seen lots of local live music that's been really, really great, but it was not fun, and it was super orchestrated and choreographed and, very, very lot of show value, but it wasn't fun, and it wasn't, they just weren't good.
And this is before anyone on that tour had any kind of hit, right? So, I mean, they're just touring, singing the cover of songs that they sang on American Idol.
Exactly. No one had any original music, and I kind of was a Clay Aiken fan for a while, but then I was like, he kind of faded off, and many of the American Idol people from the beginning faded off, but it was just like, oh, man, my mom came, we took the kids, it was this big family thing, and it was just like, oh, shoot me with a gun.
And that's disappointing, too, because, it's the kind of thing, if one was, disappointing or two, okay, but when the whole tour is just, this is it, it's a waste of a night.
It's like it's a very long time to be sitting there.
Hey, Wendy, I appreciate the call. Wendy in the beautiful state of Florida.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I promise I will get through a show where I don't say the former name of the forecast. All right, just hang with me. We'll get it right. The Exergen 7 forecast. That's what we got to say. The Exergen 7 forecast. All right, we'll get it. We'll get it. Don't worry. These things don't happen overnight. You got to get used to it. You've got to train yourself. And we'll make it happen. 803-0930, *930, asking you the best show you saw, the worst show you saw, concert that is, the furthest you've traveled for a concert, and what is a musician that you wish you would have seen and now don't have the chance? Either they have deceased or they have stopped touring. 803-0930, *930. Frank is in Orchard Park. Frank, what's the best show you saw?
Yes, it was definitely the Rolling Stones, and I think it was 2014 or 15 at the stadium.
So a more recent Stone show, and they tore it up.
They did. It was an amazing show. Played for quite a while, and it was just a great show. Probably the worst, the Rolling Stones, back in the 70s. I was young. I think it was 76, 77, somewhere in there. It was at the stadium. They were late for the concert. It was a rainy day. They played for less than an hour, and they got booed off the stage. And it was just, that was back in, I think, their heavy drug use days, and it was just a horrible show. And they turned it around and came back, and years later, they one of the best shows out there.
That's got to be, because usually you'll hear people say, I saw them again later, they weren't as good, but you saw them in the 70s, right? They're still young in the 70s, and then you see them in the same stadium in 2014, and they tore it up.
They did, and I think, as far as missing, I definitely wanted to see, I had tickets, and they canceled, and it was Led Zeppelin, that was at the stadium, I believe, and also I wanted to see Pink Floyd, and both of those bands no longer are together. You can still see the music or hear the music out there. I know with Led Zeppelin, Jason Bonham Experience is very good, but it's not Led Zeppelin.
No, you're right. They are good. It's not, but I saw them open up for what I call fake Foreigner because it's not Foreigner's real lead singer. I saw them open up for Foreigner at Darien Lake a few years ago. Good stuff, but as you said, Frank, it's not the Led Zeppelin, and that kind of takes away from it.
We were at that show as well. And that was a good show, but like you said, it wasn't the,
Yeah. All right, Frank. Hey, man, have a good weekend. I appreciate the call. Frank in Orchard Park opens up a line for you at 803-0930. And I don't mean to take away from those bands that, Steve Perry leaves, they get a new lead singer. Lou Gramm leaves, they get a new lead singer. It's just not the same. The Foreigner show was great a few years ago. A little more than a few years ago at Darien Lake. But it's not the same. Like, I want to see Lou Gramm. I want to see Foreigner. When I see Journey, I want to see Steve Perry. Sounds good. That's great. But every time I say I saw Journey or I saw Foreigner, I'm going to put the asterisk next to it because I didn't see full Foreigner. I mean, the vocals on a band is a big part of the band, right? I mean, if you see Van Halen without David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar, depends what album you want to see performed live. Is it really Van Halen? Now, I know that's a bad example, Joe, because Eddie's guitar really made the music, and we lost him last year. But I want to see the person on the album singing the music. That's who I want to see perform live. If I don't, again, I might enjoy the show, but don't call yourself Foreigner, right? That's just how I feel on that. 803-0930, star 930, the best concert you've ever been to, the worst concert you've ever been to, the furthest you've traveled for a concert, and what is an artist or a group that you wish you would have seen, but now because they're either not together anymore or they've deceased, is no longer an opportunity. 803-0930, star 930, Beamer in for Bowerly, one more hour till the weekend on WBEN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.